This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We turn now to driverless cars. Google has just unveiled the second generation of its self-driving automobile. All those tens of thousands of miles of digital street mapping, I guess, have paved the way for Google's dreams of roads packed full of automated cars. The big difference between the new model and the old ones? The prototype of the new model has no brake pedal, no steering wheel, no manual override, so to speak, just a big stop button. So really, passengers are in the complete and total control of Google's software. Marketplace's David Weinberg has more on that.
Imagine for a moment that it's the year 2050. You're watching TV, a movie from the early 2000s. It's a rom-com, and a couple is at the end of a date, about to kiss awkwardly in their car, when your 8-year-old grandkid walks into the room, looks at the screen, and says, "What's that round thing?" That, you answer, is a steering wheel.
Now, for some people, again, this might not be a big deal. For some people, it might actually be a benefit.
Tilo Kozlowski is an analyst with Gartner. He says the self-driving car presents us with all kinds of opportunities. The elderly would be less isolated. Blind people could hop in a car and go anywhere at any time. And the designated driver could get hammered. And everyone would be on safer roads because traffic could be coordinated.
The question that we will have to ask ourselves at some point as a society is, are we willing to give up some of that freedom in exchange for fewer accidents and even improved traffic flow?
Along with that freedom, we would also be giving up even more of our privacy. Tech companies would not only know our movements at all times, they would have control over them.
The best forecast we've seen by IHS, I believe they said that by 2035, they predicted about 54 million automated vehicles on the road.
Eric Noble is with CarLab. To put that in perspective, that's roughly a quarter of all the cars on the road. The IHS report, titled Emerging Technologies, Autonomous Cars, Not If, But When, predicted that nearly all of the vehicles in use are likely to be self-driving sometime after 2050. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.